folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for March 11th, 2025. So mortgage rates went down a little bit yesterday. Is this trend going to continue? Well, let's look at the headlines that we're going to go over today and try to figure this out. So the first thing we see right through here is Wall Street's 2025 stock market forecasts are falling apart. One main reason for that is, what do you think it is? Okay, let's get to the next thing. The stock market is red all the way across the board once again. The oil is green, so it's up, and the 10-year treasury is up. This is absolutely a dismal start to the day. Red everywhere we don't want it to be, and green where we don't want it to be as well. So that's not good news for the markets, but there's always a silver lining behind a lot of this. And so, Mark, people are taking money out of the stock market, equities. Where are they putting it? Into treasuries, and this is helping mortgage rates tremendously. So that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. So without further ado, let's get to it. My name is Dan Ferriero. I do this report every day where our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to 30 different lenders. Now, how in the world would we do that? We'll give you that information at the end of this video. You'll be intrigued. So you got to stay all the way till the end to watch that. So mortgage rates went down a little bit. What's expected today? Well, let's get over to the news. Run through thing through here is Wall Street's not doing very well. I think the NASDAQ is down 8% so far this year. Not a good trend so far for there. Stock market's continuing to get pounded today. But like I said, the silver lining behind all this is right through here. Money's pouring out of equities into the bond market, kind of like I said a couple weeks ago. So what's this doing to bonds? Well, it's doing pretty good. Today we have a negative 11. But over the last few days, we've actually seen mortgage rates come down quite a bit. So that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode and the whys behind it. So let's get over to it. Right through here for the calendar for today, we have one thing coming out later this afternoon. It's the JOLTS index. This is how many job openings and labor transfers there are. But now you're starting to hear a lot about, you know, the other day was stagflation. Now it's a recession. What's actually going on? So I want to go over to this interview. And just go over it with you real quick. The young lady is from Bank of America. She's an economist there. She's going to give us the state of the economy. How is the consumer at this time? Because we talk a lot about it, about this. And I mean, show you charts over the last few days on how discretionary income or disposable income was spiked up to the highest levels ever. Now it's right back down in line. Like Jamie Dimon said, I think it was last week or the week before, he said, are the consumers just getting back to normal? You know, we won't have these robust sales numbers and all these other, you know, crazy numbers out there because a lot of the excess money has worked its way out of the system. So now, are the markets going to kind of stabilize at these, well, let's say, normal levels? Let's get her take on it and see, is the consumer really falling off a cliff? Are they still spending? What's behind the spending habits of the consumer? It's very important to us.
Point is out. One of the big takeaways, B of A says that the consumer still has some forward momentum, but at a more measured pace. Joining us right now is Liz Everett Crisberg. She's the head of the Bank of America Institute. And Liz, what I thought was interesting about this is that the spending per household on credit and debit cards was actually down 2.3% year over year. But that doesn't tell the whole story because we had a leap year last year. So what did the spending look like? How would you characterize it?
Well, great. And good morning, Becky. And I'm sorry I'm not there with you in the studio this morning because I'm talking with investors at the bank's consumer conference later today. But here's what the data showed. You're right. Leap day made things on a year-over-year basis a little wonky. But I would look at the seasonally adjusted month-over-month data to understand what's going on with the consumer spending. And that was up 0.3 in February, which was a rebound from January. But if we pull back just a little bit, and look at that three-month seasonally adjusted rate, it's up 2.4%. Now, that's down slightly from where it was last month, which was 2.8%. But the reality is we're seeing, as you said, we're continuing to see forward momentum, even though it's at a bit more of a measured pace. Now, Becky, you always ask me if we see any changes in the data, and there was one really noticeable change in the data this month, which was in our wage data. And what we saw there, and I always talk about wage data being really key to understanding the consumer, higher income households saw their fourth consecutive month of accelerating wage gains, so up 3.5%. But that was not true for lower income households. They actually dropped by almost a full percentage point. And the reason why that matters, and the reason why I really wanted to highlight this, is this is the first time since the Institute's founding that we see lower income wages growing more slowly than higher income wages.
This is really one of the reasons why I do these videos on a daily basis, to help educate everybody. So if you're in the higher wage group, you might have better education. You might have, you know, parents that are involved in the financials to help educate you. I wasn't. My dad worked in the steel mills. I had to learn this. So I was a have not before. And I used my education and my finances and everything to just put a little bit of money aside every paycheck, like I try to explain to you guys, and get yourself out of this. So knowledge, savings, different spending habits, and everything can help you through this. So it's a very important piece that she just said. And that's one of the true reasons why I do these videos on a daily basis, is to help you guys understand the markets.
Liz, you're joining us on a very interesting morning. We've just seen a big pullback in the markets. If you start to add up the losses, the S&P is now down 8% or so for the year, a little more than that.
Historic.
These are questionable times, and people are wondering if we're starting to see a slowdown, if we could head into a recession. Is there anything in the numbers that you go through that would lead you to think that we're on the cusp of a recession?
Well, here's what I would say, and I think that we are seeing the spending happening at a more measured pace. So we're not seeing the same level of growth, but we're not seeing a pullback in spending. It's still up, you know, 2.4% if we look at the 3-month moving average. But what we are seeing in the data is we're seeing some changes in how consumers are behaving. So let's look at groceries, for example. I mean, everyone, we can talk about eggs up 15%, but 80% of retail spending, of grocery spending, has continued to see inflation. It's up 5/10 for meat, for poultry, for fish. So that is making consumers change their behavior. And one of the things we see in our data is a shift from spending at premium grocery stores, which was down 1.4%. And instead, we're seeing an uptick in shopping at value grocery stores. So consumers are changing how they're spending. Huh. They are still spending. Spending is continuing to improve, but I think the consumers
are trading down. Yeah, they're trading down, which is a little bit of consumer concern that shows with some of these things. We heard.
So that's what basically is happening behind the scenes. So you look at the recession. Is the recession on the horizon? That kind of can be debatable. Stagflation. Now that might be an area where it's, you know, we have the wage growth, but then we also have inflation going crazy. So we'll talk about that at another time. So that's the take that we have so far today. So let's look at the economic calendar that we have coming out. Today there's the JOLTS index that's coming out here shortly in about 15, 20 minutes. I don't think this is going to shock in all the markets. That's my take on it, unless it's way skewed out of proportion. But then tomorrow and Thursday, we start getting the inflation numbers. So tomorrow we get the CPI numbers. That's consumer inflation. On Thursday, we get PPI. That's producer inflation. And then on Friday, we really don't get anything. So the next 2 days are going to be market movers. Unless these come in right at point, you're going to see the markets move. So that's why we're cautious on our end. We were holding off yesterday on locking, but today we're probably going to be back in that tune. But we locked mostly everybody yesterday except a couple people. Let's get over to see what the markets are doing right now. I don't think they're doing very well. So we have the MBS is down 19 ticks. That's not great news for mortgage rates. So you're going to see mortgage rates tick up a little bit. We might be at 6.75 today. So this is what I'm telling you, folks. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. We said that. So there's a lot of people still out there at like 8% rates, and then we can get them at like 6.75. Do it. If your break even's like under 6 months, you really don't have anything to lose there. So that's what we're talking about for homeowners. Home buyers, well, let's get over to see what our perspective is and what rates are going to go from here. So today's not looking all that great. Let's get over to the CME FedWatch tool to tell us in 8 days, what's the Federal Reserve supposed to do? So if we scroll down through here, and let's refresh it again. This thing is quirky. Let's go down through here, see if it's working today. Yes, there is a 97% chance they're not going to do anything, but we want to go back to the probabilities. Let's see if these are changing at all. Well, we have now in June a rate cut. In July, a rate cut. There looks like there might be, well, there's two or three in the cards for this year. All I'm concerned with is March and May at this point. So I don't want to look that far out. We don't know what's going to go on. And there's a lot of data, a lot of tariffs, a lot of immigration, and a lot of things going on between now and then. So we'll focus in on that at that time. So conclusion of all this, mortgage rates are going to go up a little bit today, folks. And the reason being is people are selling off stocks, moving them into bonds. but it's ticking down right now. So once that momentum starts to move more and more into bond markets, you might see rates come down, but rates are going up right now. So if you're looking to refinance, lock in now. If you're looking to buy that first house, continue to just at least monitor rates to see how those are affecting your payments. How can we help you with all this? Well, let's get over to see who I am and what do I do? Why is our slogan one application, one credit pool, stuff like that? Actually, a nationwide mortgage loan officer. This is a unique situation. I work at a federal bank, and we're set up with 30 other banks or 30 other lenders. I won't say banks, my apologies. 30 other lenders. They could be credit unions. They could be banks, whatever. So when you apply with us, I have all my products to work with, and then I have all those 30 banks to work with as well. They might have lower rates. They might have different programs that I have. They might. There's two of them that even have down payment assistance programs that you guys might qualify for. One's for $6,000. For $4,500. How do you find out if you qualify for any of these things and how do you work with us? Go to therateupdate.com. Here's our website. You can reach out to me in several different ways. One, you can put in your application right through there, put the apply now. Within 24 hours, I'll review it, get back with you, go give you a call. We'll go over any questions that you have and get you on your way. If you want to schedule a consultation, you can do that right there above. Or if you want to jump in the front of the line, well, roll down and you're going to find our 800 number, as well as my email address. So you can give us a call at 844-775-5626, or you can reach me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. Please, if you have any comments, leave those down below. But if you really need our help and you need some assistance, please, if you want to, shoot me an email. Give me your contact information. I'd love to call you, go over any questions that you have and maybe some questions you didn't even think of. So thanks for watching, folks. Hope you learned something today. If you haven't subscribed, please do so over there. Otherwise, I'll see you at the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for the day. Take care. See you then. Bye-bye.